Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and today, my friends, we're talking about a dimension of relationships that I haven't touched on too much. I wrote a whole chapter about it in my book, Biblical Bachelor, which talks in huge detail about why I believe what I believe, why I'm skeptical about marriage, but not only that, it is what I offer as a potential solution to this problem. And my friends, we're going to jump right in to why I believe it to be necessary for men to seek surrogates. Why would I say that? What even is a surrogate? What is he talking about? Well, my friends, we're talking about, and I'll give you a little background for those of you who don't know what you're listening to, don't know who you are, don't know who I am. I firmly believe that when it comes down to it, the relationship dating marketplace, the sexual marketplace, is stacked against men. Now, I'm not saying that you should then go on and say, "Woe is me, I'm troubled, and everyone's out to get me." No. We're not talking about having that attitude. That's not a solution. Solution is, okay, so it's stacked against you. We don't like it, but what can we actually do about it? I'm just one man. You're just one man or one woman who's listening to the show. How do we get through our lives dealing with the uncomfortable realities we find ourselves in? Well, that's a great question. And one of the answers I have is you have to decide for yourself what philosophy you want to adapt to survive this life and to get what you want. It's not going to be free, definitely not going to be easy, but if you want to succeed in this life, you cannot have it all at the same time. You can have it all, just not all at the same time. And nothing in this life is free. If you're still stuck on, I'm trying to get things for free or for a very small fee, you're not ready for this. We're talking about something that I've had in the works since year and a half ago, I decided that this was the path I'm going to take. So I'm talking about this path because this is the path I plan to take for myself, going down the surrogacy path. Now, there are some men, it takes them years and years to get to this point, and that's okay. There is no single path to success. There is no single path to your own prosperity. But the reason why I think men should seek surrogates is because, we're going to explore this, by the way. Men, you are rolling the dice when you get into serious relationships, like marriage and having children in a traditional marriage monogamous structure. You are really putting yourself in a very weak position. I don't mean weak as in you're a weak man. I mean, you don't have a lot of negotiating power. You have now entered the realm of whatever you do, you are wrong. It doesn't matter whether you make logical sense. It doesn't matter how much time or money or attention or time you've invested in this woman, into your children, into their futures, their prosperity. That doesn't matter. Because you have the penis, you are the problem. In the minds of the court, in the minds of the people of public opinion, you are not as savvy in this game as women are. You could fight off a bear, but you can't fight off the burden of public opinion. You can't fight off the stench from the bench with how they rule and how a lot of the family court is a mafia. You don't understand this, and I am learning this process myself, so I don't claim to be an expert that knows everything, but I'm studying family law at the basic level, and I'm learning about how the family law structure works, and let me tell you something. I understand why some family law attorneys will go to weddings, or every time they go by a wedding, or they see the just married on the back of someone's car, they're like, they look like Birdman, rubbing their hands together like, oh, there's some future inventory right there. I got future clients lined up. Why? Because the divorce rates are out of control. And so, for me, this is a solution. A lot of men want to leave this legacy. It's part of our natural DNA, our biology, to want to pass on to the next generation. For your grandfather, it was a little more simple than it is for you. But there's a solution out there. And part of the biblical bachelor lifestyle that I preach on this show is this idea of being a surrogate and not having the traditional marriage structure. So we're gonna hop right into it with all my talking out of the way. We're gonna really explore this and we're gonna look at a little more in depth of what we're talking about. So let's look at this gentleman and let's have him talk. for a second.
Gentlemen, check this comment out and check the thread that it's on. Because what this gentleman is saying is spot on. If you want to have kids, surrogacy is an option and a valid one. And I've actually done some research on it, and I'll briefly share it with you. So the most common questions that men have with regards to surrogacy is, where do I find someone to be a surrogate? How much is it going to cost? And what happens if she wants the kids later? So let's delve into that. The first question, where do I find someone? There are agencies out there that'll do it for a fee. You can also look in groups. There are surrogacy groups out there. It takes some work, I'll be honest with you, but you can find someone.
I want to pause him. I don't mean to interrupt him. I just want to pause for 1 second because the video's like almost 2 minutes, but I want to pause for a second. Gentlemen, we need to break the we need to set the record straight, and we need to break some people's hearts here. If you think getting married to a woman and having the traditional family is free, you are out of your mind. You're out of your mind. How could you say a thing like that? But I get it. When people talk about surrogacy, it's a lot of upfront costs. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a lot of money. You know what's a lot of money also? Paying for your wife and your kid, and even paying for your wife even before you have kids. Paying for all her student loan debt. Oh, yes. Women hold most of the student loan debt, in case you didn't know that. Paying for all of her decorations. Potentially paying for our health care and paying for all these things that you don't car insurance, car payments, the mortgage for the house. Your lifestyle is likely going to have to keep ramping up to impress her and keep her placated. That is not cheap. So when you hear this gentleman talk about the costs and all the work associated with surrogacy, don't think that it's more complicated than having a traditional relationship. No, it's just more upfront. You think that it's more expensive. No, it's more expensive up front. You're paying more up front versus in a traditional relationship. You're paying more in incrementally and a lot more on the back end. Let's keep going. Alano, I didn't want to interrupt him, but I wanted to make sure that we all were on the same page.
The cost, it varies wildly, but generally a rule of thumb that I would give is somewhere around 100K, which sounds like a lot of money, I know. But compare it to what you might pay in child support over, say, 18 years.
Thank you very much. He's 100% correct. I've not seen this all the way through. I wanted the raw reaction, but we're already on the same page. Fantastic.
Let's say you make 100K, and depending on your state, because the numbers vary, you're going to pay somewhere around 20K a year in child support. And that's all pre-tax. You don't get to deduct any of that.
Yep.
So 100K for surrogacy versus 18 years of $20,000 of child support? Well, you do the math.
See, that's exactly what I was just saying. You think you're paying, oh, 100K up front? Oh, that's too much. That's a lot. I was getting married and have kids. Oh, really? Oh, he just lined up. Okay, and if you don't roll a Yahtzee, guess what? That's what you're going to end up doing. Child support, alimony, court, and attorney fees? That's what they're really going to get you. We'll explore that later. But again, this is what we're talking about. You don't have to do this. You could say it's an abomination, it's not ethical. You put any excuse you want. But this is an alternative solution to the tradition. You know, on one of my videos recently, a gentleman commented, I read them sometimes, and he talked about how he didn't disagree with what I said, but he still wanted the tradition. I don't blame you. I really don't. I don't blame you for wanting it. Here's the problem, though. We talk about, on this side of the internet, how we don't like the marriage laws, how we don't like where society's going. Well, how do you think society has changed? Do you think for civil rights, people had to be nice and just take it even though they didn't like it? No! They demonstrated, they striked, they did things that forced the government, the wheels of government to turn in their favor. They didn't just sit there in silence and complain about it. They did something. I'm not saying you need to be violent. I'm saying we need to put protest. No one's going to do that, though. No one's going to put together a protest in favor of men for family court laws. No one's going to do that. Nobody will do that, though. Instead, what they'll do is they'll just take it lying down because guess what? They're afraid and they've been bullied and gaslit and everything by all the women, especially, who benefit from this system. Let's let them keep cooking.
And then the third thing is, what if she decides later that she wants the kid and comes looking for them? The contract is done right, and make damn sure you get a good lawyer to write one up that is done right. then she revokes all her rights as a parent. She can't come and take the kids from you. So if you're a man who wants to have children and you're willing and able to put up the money to do so, I would strongly advise looking into surrogacy, because then you get the children, you never have to worry about them being taken away from you, and you don't have to deal with all the drama of mommyhood.
I mean, can anybody argue with the logical? He laid that out really logically, very easy to follow. I appreciate him. You want to see the disgrace in this? Look at this comment section, bro. This is terrible. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. I disagree. Kids need a mom, too. I'll tell that to the women. We wouldn't need surrogacy if they weren't suing men in family court for child support, alimony, and all this bullcrap. While they can go sleep with Chad, Pookie, and Tyrone. You know what? I mean, he's not wrong. Inherently, ideally you do want the two-parent household, but why would you try to roll for a Yahtzee when you don't need to? Why? This is the question that nobody seems to be able to answer. Why would I try to roll a Yahtzee when I don't have to? I could literally do what I want to do. I could say, hey, I'm gonna bust my behind, building what I want to build, doing what I want to do, and then when I have the money, I can get children. I don't have to go through the middleman, the woman, and then I have to go through this family court garbage, the lawyer. Why can't I pay a lawyer up front for all this paperwork instead of paying them on the back end of my divorce, which is statistically going to happen? Statistically, you're going to get divorced, most likely. Yeah, you might roll a Yahtzee, you might ride it out longer than most people, but statistically speaking, you're going to end up in either A, a sexless marriage, or B, in a divorce. Shoot, take your pick. And you might roll a Yahtzee and not be one of those two groups, but statistically speaking, you're going to end up in one of those two groups. So, you can do that, or you cannot do that, and you can go and decide what you want to do instead. Your choice. I'm confused. If us men preach that daughters need father figures, don't sons need mother figures as well? Not necessarily. I mean, again, you can replicate a mother figure. You do realize that even if you are not married to a woman, you can still have, like, grandmothers, maids, girlfriends, whatever, that can play this role. Just so you know, if you actually care about doing that, you can make that happen. Again, everybody wants to make these excuses, but they don't want to, they'll go through with it. That's like signing a contract you know sucks, and then complaining that you signed that contract. It's like, but you signed the contract. You knew it sucked, but you signed it anyway. Whose fault is that at that point? It's not hers, it's yours. One thing if you don't know and you sign it, it's another if you know that you could get a raw deal and you sign it anyways. I don't negotiate for people like that. I'll negotiate with lawyers. I'm not negotiating with somebody else off this. That's ridiculous. Why would I do that? Why in the world would I do something like that? I don't benefit from that at all. Another guy. I wish I knew this 10 years ago. Good, obviously. See, here's the thing. Let's go to the opposition, okay? I think I made my point on that. Let's go to the opposition. The opposition is the women. Women say, you know, the single mothers. They're like, oh, these deadbeat dads out here. You know, they all walk away. They don't help me, blah, blah, blah. Which is a lie, by the way. Most men want to be in their kids' lives, but they just can't afford. Or they're just going to wash their hands because they're sick of the mom taking them to the court. They're sick of the mother trying to ruin their lives. They're sick of this garbage. So they did check out and they say, forget you, bitch. I'm going somewhere else. But let's look at Jordan Peterson Cook for a second. Shout out to Jordan Peterson.
The point I'm making is
a model. Look, I'll tell you, there are plenty of men who are not very happy about the model of female custody. And that would,
yes,
and that would
true.
Include the, what is it, 85% of men who are essentially denied 50-50 custody when they divorce and have young children. So I wouldn't think that one of our major problems, or at least a major unidimensional problem, is the proclivity of men to foist off the custody of their children onto women. There's certainly another side of that argument.
Oh my God!
And yet, that's the exact argument that women like to use when it comes to, oh, these deadbeat men, even though I chose a guy who I knew was no good, it's not my fault because he has the penis, it's his fault. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Women are there for the party, they're not there for the responsibility. I'm not saying that as a slight against them, I'm just telling you as a man, that's what you're dealing with, man. That's what you're dealing with. And I'm not saying it to make you resent women or to resent the world. I just want you to realize that the world is not what you've been led to believe. You've been led to believe, especially by your mom, your grandma, maybe even your dad, because he was probably henpecked, most likely. You were led to believe that, oh, you know, women are sugar spice and everything nice, and it's those bad, nasty men, you know, who hurt them and damage them, and then it's their fault. Let me tell you something. When people have this thing called agency, they make their own choices. And when you make choices, or sometimes the lack of a choice, leads to a certain outcome. I don't care if it's 10% or 100%. You are responsible for every situation you are in. Whether it's more or less, you're never 100% not involved with what happened to you. If you walk down an alley and you get mugged, you chose to walk down that dark, dangerous alley as a shortcut instead of taking the safe route. And then you got mugged. So whose fault is it that you got mugged? The person for mugging you, or for you putting yourself in the position to get mugged? I'm not saying they have a right to mug you. I'm saying that you need to realize when you put yourself in a bad situation and something bad happens to you, you can't throw your hands up and be like, what? I can't believe something bad happened to me. Even though I put myself in this situation, I can't believe it happened. No, we don't play that over here, no. No, I'm not saying people should have a right to hurt you or to commit a crime. I'm saying that when you put yourself in that position and it happens, don't put yourself in the position to have that happen. Just don't do it so that you avoid the whole problem. And single mothers fall in that category. They pick men who are not good men, who are sharks, who are beasts, and they want to act like Belle and try to turn the beast into a prince, and it doesn't work. And then we end up having this conversation about, oh, these men ain't anything. They're not good. These men are trash. Blah, blah, blah. I got 3 kids by 3 other men, but it's not my fault, even though I'm the common denominator. Let's see what this gentleman has to say about this issue, shall we? Again, this all ties into surrogacy, by the way. This is why I preach it. Because, again, unless you roll a Yahtzee, you're dealing with this garbage. Let's go ahead.
Mothers are literally the worst parents on the entire planet. That's the first thing. And statistics back that. So over 70% of young men that grow up under a single mother in particular, end up in prison. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, 68% of young women that grow up under a single mother in particular end up a single mother herself. But when it comes to a two-parent family and a single father household, a young man has a 90% chance of never going to prison. And that is one of the biggest differences why we men have to go get our children from these freaking women. That is an issue, because the reason why so many of us are messed up is because we were all, or most of us, were raised by women, which are the worst parents on the entire planet, statistical wise.
Again, I'm not saying that all the statistics are inherently true. I've heard those numbers before, but again, we're going at this from a statistical standpoint. We're not saying that they're bad people. We're saying that they're not good parents from a statistical standpoint. But what do you think the comments section said about this? What would you guess they said about this? It's not the single mothers, it's the absent fathers. Gentlemen, let's be clear about something. Statistically speaking, again, no mention, let's look at this. No mention of numbers. No numbers, no statistics. No statistics. Again, there's nothing. None of these women who are, or these gump-ass men, have anything to do with science and everything to do with their own self-esteem being at risk. Statistically speaking, it is the fathers who are alienated and thrown out of the family structure. And unless they spend every single dime they have at their disposal to have 50-50, not even full custody now, but 50-50 custody, unless they break their bank account and set themselves back decades financially, They're absent fathers. You hear? Can you believe this? Abandoned. Really? How about you and your alienation, Mrs. I probably divorced my husband? The dad who isn't around. Oh, well, I'm so glad you brought that up. Why is he not around? Could it be that he was divorced, raped? Could it be that he lost half his stuff and he's living in his car? Could it be that all of a sudden he's having to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to even see his kids who are half him? He's on the birth certificate. But yet for some reason, because he has a penis, he has to pay the penis tax of going to family court? Again, gentlemen, this is what you risk when you get in a traditional relationship. Will all of you end up like this? No, you won't. Well, some of you? Oh yeah. Will majority of you be at risk for this or some variation thereof? Yes. Yes, you will. And I know we don't like to talk about that. It's a rough reality that's not comforting. I understand that. And at the end of the day, you're gonna do what you wanna do. I'm not telling you you have to do it this way. What I'm saying is there are other options out here if you want to walk away, if you want to not deal with the family court system or put yourself into a government contract, which we call marriage. But don't have to take my word for it. Let's hear a family law attorney talk about this issue. Take it away, sir.
All right, I'm gonna speak real to some of you dads out there, and I think a lot of you are not gonna wanna hear this. There's a lot of perceived bias out there against that the court system is against dads, and I am not gonna tell you that there are not some stereotypical situations where that's true, but I wanna tell you three things that if you are doing this, and this is stereotypical too, but if you are doing these things, the court system is going to be against you. And the first one is this: if you do not fight for custody, if mom is keeping you from the child and you do not go to court and fight for custody, you are going to lose eventually.
Notice he said the word fight. He didn't say try to be involved. He didn't say contribute. He didn't say co-parent. He said fight. Like we at fight night or we in the WWE. Like we in a street brawl. Like we about to fight. Not like a fisticuffs type of fight. He didn't say put in work. He said fight. Legally getting a legal battle is a war. And you're going to fight a war of attrition in the court system. Trust me, I'm studying pre-law right now, hoping to go to law school someday. I'm telling you, I see this stuff almost every day when it comes to learning how the law works. It is very, it's like a spider's web. And if you don't pay attention, you about to get got. Let's let him continue.
It's just a matter of time. You are going to have to stand up for yourself in that situation and enforce your rights to see this child. The second one is this. If you are working too many hours and you're working an irregular schedule and you are doing things that will make it difficult for a child to have regular time with you. And again, I am talking stereotypes. There are moms that fall into this category too. But if that is you, you are going to have a problem when you get to court. And mm-hmm. Judges will have seen these scenarios from dads before. And then the last one is this. If your main concern is money, if you are there to reduce your child support, if you are there because you feel like you are paying too much child support, if you are there simply for the fact that you think that this mom is on this gravy train and, you know, she's rolling in your child support payments and all those parts, you are not going to win. That yep. is not a scenario that would justify changing custody. So you're going to have to make these changes to get there. You're going to have to be involved in school. You're going to have to be involved with medical trips. You're going to have to do all these things. And you may be doing them already. And if you are and you don't fit into these categories, talk to a lawyer. You should be able to have your rights enforced in those scenarios. But we've got to take some accountability here for this problem too, as dads.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Take accountability as a dad. Where's the accountability if you don't have a penis? Where's that accountability at? Oh, that's right. Nowhere to be found, apparently. Again, the onus is put on you as a man to enforce your rights, and in his words, fight. fight. How in the world do these kids have a chance if their two people that they love the most in their life are at war with each other? How is that possible? How can you give your kids the best chance possible when you're spending a lot of their money that should be going towards their future? Because make no mistake about it, divorce is a generational wealth destroyer. How in the world are you supposed to provide for your children and their future, college, helping them get put in a position where they're not desperate for an income and a job? How do you provide that when you're fighting a war on two fronts? You're fighting your own war and this war against this person who hates you more than they love the kids. How is that possible? Answer, it's not possible. And that's why you have to roll a Yahtzee if you're gonna make this work. And the people that you're making this agreement with, the government and the woman, they benefit from the contract being breached. Not honored, breached. So therefore, my friends, you have to either try to roll a Yahtzee or you have the opportunity to go on your own path if you have the courage to do it. It's available to you. Now, whether it's, you know, my path of being a biblical bachelor or it's something completely different that you want to come up with yourself, that is up to you. But that's why I tell you that men should seek surrogates, because it gives you the most freedom. And it minimizes the BS that you'll have in your life. And trust me, you'll face enough of it without all the stuff, the extra stuff added on top of it. My friends, please leave your thoughts, comments, concerns, and if any questions you might have, I can try to answer them. I'm not an expert legally or with surrogacy yet, which I hope to be in the next 10 years. You know, I guarantee you this will not be the last time I talk about this topic. But my friends, in the meantime, I encourage you to question everything that you heard from me or anybody else today, because thinking for yourself is the only way to truly set yourself free. Take care of yourself. I'm out. Peace.